Welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Backstage Pass gets you access to our nightly videocast. We videocast the show as well as everything else that we do every night with our show broadcast. We have online a videocast of our show. We also are going to go out to Northern California here in a moment to talk to Dean Wheeler. Why don't we cut his line off there, but thank you. Dean Wheeler is with us from the Northern California Holistic Center. He's going to be talking about mental health and how that has become a very personal issue for him and his wife, Emeralda. But again, backstage pass to philhendryshow.com is exactly the ticket. It is exactly the entree that you need into the wild and marvelous world that we live in here. And on any given night, it just gets, you know, well, I can tell you, it's on any given night, it never gets normal around here. All right. Our number 855-500-7445. It gets different, but it don't get normal. 855-500-7445. And if you are watching us on Phil TV, what you're seeing behind me on the screen behind me is the Miley Cyrus dance. Are we going to get tired of it? Probably. But, you know, it's worth it. What the hell, you know?
Well, it's distracting, I think, for some people, which I don't think is a good idea. Don't you want people watching you and paying attention to you?
Yeah, it's good to look at it and see it and everything.
Yeah, I know why you think it's good to look at. I'm asking Mr. Hendry as the host.
I think that it's fine. It's great. It's great atmosphere, okay? Dean Wheeler joining us along with his wife, Emeralda. Dean, how are you?
I'm doing good, Phil. Thank you very much for taking time for a very important issue, which is mental health. And I don't know if the Miley Cyrus dance has anything to do with that. It certainly has a lot to do with health, healthy thinking, and I think healthy activity.
What is your feeling on it?
Well, honey, I'm not going to talk about it. I checked with Emeralda, as you know, and we're not going to...
You checked with... I'm sorry?
She doesn't want me to talk about it, and that's what we do in our family. And
okay, I understand.
My wife is... Well, she's calling me off the whole subject now. All right, okay. I got it, honey. I got it. Good. Next topic.
All right, so, well, that's interesting. Your wife doesn't want you to talk about it, though.
Next topic.
I'm going to say Emeralda does not allow him to talk about certain things on the air.
Next topic, I said. Next topic is what I just got done saying it to you.
All right, we're on to the next topic, which is mental health. You are in the at the Northern California Holistic Center. Tell me about your interest in the ongoing issue of mental health.
Well, the ongoing issue of mental health, Phil, as I look at your videocast and I see this young woman, Miley Cyrus, jumping about and disrespecting her body and disrespecting herself, really, and she's allowing that man, Robin Thicke, to debase her. Is this not an issue of mental health when we talk about how we behave in society? And is this not an issue of mental health when we talk about how our children are reacting to it? I think it is. And I think it's always going to be something important. And so you can take the Miley Cyrus show. You can take the average everyday interaction that a child may have at school. You can take the interaction you may have at work. Is it healthy? Is it not? All of these things are important. How are we dealing with the world? And how are we dealing with each other in that world? That is what we are. Okay. Hold on for a minute, Phil. One there. That is how we deal with this world. And so we at the Northern California Holistic Center have decided to have our weekly counseling. Okay.
What's going on?
Well, we have, you remember we had the problem with the tree squirrels. We got the same thing again here. So that's why we're having weekly counseling.
Well, do you want to move inside?
Yes, I would, Margaret, but I'd really like to take my direction from Mr. Hendry because it gets confusing.
I understand.
Take it easy, Margaret. That would be good.
All right, I can move inside. The only problem about moving inside is that part of what we wanted to talk about was animal rights and animal cruelty and also the rights of humans having to do with that. And moving inside is going to be a move. If I move inside, it shows a little bit of weakness. But I can certainly... Look at that.
Well, weakness?
Yes, weakness, not
This reminds me of your last appearance on the show, though, Dean.
Am I interviewing you? This is the problem that a lot of people have on your program, Phil.
All right, you're talking to me, but Margaret jumped in with a couple of questions that I should have asked and I didn't. You had this problem the last time you were on the show.
What problem is that?
You were distracted by the outdoors somehow by an animal. Is that a squirrel?
Yeah, it's a squirrel, and this is the problem that we've got. And I've got JT Exterminations. They're not going to exterminate, but I've got JT Exterminators over here, and we've got some pest control people, and we're dealing with it. Now, I'm talking about mental health. Are you guys going to... I'm talking about mental health, and I'm talking about how it can be dealt with in modern times, and I think that's very, very important.
All right, our number is 855-500-7445. So you have free counseling that you're going to be doing, correct?
Yes, free counseling that is going to be affected here beginning on Saturday. So you can come to the clinic, you can sit down and talk to people about what is disturbing you, you can...
See, to me, it sounds like that's bothering you right there, the animal.
It's a squirrel, and the animal is... We've got JT over here from JT Exterminators. Are you guys going to get up there and deal with that? Wait. What are you waiting for? They're on a dinner break right now. Okay, they're on a dinner break. What I had today, Phil, just to let your audience in on it, I had these guys over. They were looking in the... If you have a home where you have those kind of crawl spaces near the roof, you're going to want to go up there occasionally and double-check to make sure that, you know, animals don't go in. You can get raccoons.
Yeah, we had that problem when we lived in Thousand Oaks.
Oh, so you did so. So see, honey, Phil's backing me up. He said they had that problem. She didn't think that the raccoons could get into a house.
Oh, no, yeah, no, they do. We had a problem with a tree limb that extended over the roof of our house, and somehow, some way, the raccoons were getting into that crawl space. I think there was a vent or something that was not sealed around where the roof meets the rest of the structure. And we had at least one or maybe two raccoons up there, and the guy came up and lassoed one of them. I think he put some bait. I don't know what happened, but we got rid of him.
Well, was it poison or something? Because I couldn't do that.
I don't think so, man. I don't think it was poison. I think what we did eventually is we sealed it up so they couldn't get in there. I think they eliminated the nest, and that was that. If you're poisoning and killing an animal up there, you're going to smell it, you know?
Yeah, Emeralda said she doesn't want to smell the dead bodies up there, the dead raccoon or whatever. She thought that we were going to have some prairie dog or something. I never thought about that.
Prairie dog?
Well, that's what she said. Phil Hendry says no.
All right, are we talking about mental health here?
Yes, we are.
Well, then let's get to it.
Well, you know, I'm going to get to it, Phil, but you asked me a question about what's up in this tree and what I've been dealing with personally. And I've got the guys from JT Exterminators.
Yeah, I know you've got JT Exterminators over there. And I'd rather... We don't want to do a commercial for them.
No, I know that, but I'm letting you know. But they're on their dinner break. That's why we're outside right now, and when they get... See what I'm saying?
Why will you not move inside?
Because he doesn't want to show weakness.
That's right, yeah. Is the co-host being heard from now?
No, she isn't. But she did say, and I forgot, you don't want to show weakness. Is that it?
Yes, that's right.
What do you mean by that?
Are we talking about mental health or about squirrels? Because I...
All right, let's take a break.
Well, are you taking a break because you have to consult with people as to whether the guy on the... Never mind.
Let's take a break. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Dean Wheeler about the new mental health counseling, free counseling that they're going to be... that they're going to have there at their clinic or at the Northern California Holistic Center starting on Saturday. And I think it's a fantastic service that he's providing. And I don't, certainly not reading anything into that. But while we're talking to him, there's a problem there with in the back. Turn that off, will you, bud?
That's the backyard.
Yeah, I know. Why are you doing that?
You see, if the squirrel showed up.
We know the squirrel showed up, as you put it.
Hold on for a minute. This is not about the squirrel. We're talking to Dean Wheeler. We'll be right back, folks, here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. As the Miley Cyrus... Oh, right there. She's doing the foam finger there. So if you want to see the Miley Cyrus video, it's playing behind me on our screen. here in our green room. Everybody's having themselves something to drink. We've got some popcorn, we've got some Cracker Jacks, and we've got Miley Cyrus riding a foam finger. So it feels pretty good to me.
Yeah!
I'm leaving.
You do that, Margaret. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445. Phil Henry Show. Welcome back, 855-500-7445. Dean Wheeler on the line with us from the Northern California Holistic Centers. We're talking about the new program of mental health counseling that they're offering up there. And I have to say that we're also dealing with another problem. Dean?
Yeah, we're not dealing with another problem. We've got that problem under control. I think the problem we're having is I think there's probably too much focus on it. I've got the guys here, as I mentioned, Phil, and I don't want to do a commercial. The guys are here from JT Extermination. And are you guys off your dinner? Why don't you come on over here? This is JT himself, Phil.
Hi.
How you doing, JT?
Well, I'm doing really good.
And so you guys are going to get rid of some squirrels?
Well, we're going to try. We've still got another 15 minutes for our dinner break, though. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were... No. Okay. All right. So they have another 15 minutes on the dinner break, and then they're going to be going and doing, you know, but...
Tell me again, because we have not really dealt with the mental health... We have not dealt with the mental health program that you guys have, and why are you not in the house or someplace...
Because, Phil, hold on for a minute, will you? Hold on. Phil, I'm trying to explain that to you, and at the same time, I'm getting to the mental health issue, and I wish that you'd hear me, and I understand it probably is difficult. I've got the flyer, Emeralda, thank you. My wife is giving me a flyer. This is our mental health flyer, and if you show up on Saturday, beginning at 10 o'clock, you're going to be able to have... All right, see, that's a problem right there, Phil. All right, I'm still on a... Yeah, that's a problem. You hear that? Yeah, I'm still on a dinner break. You want me to talk into this phone? I can tell this guy on the phone, too. Okay. Go ahead. Tell Mr. Henry and tell all of his listeners why it is you're not dealing with this.
All right. I don't want to get into a consumer problem with the exterminator, okay?
No, go ahead. Tell him. We're still on our dinner break, Mr. Henry.
Okay, fine. He's on his dinner break. You're the one that's standing there under this activity that's taking place.
I'm glad you said activity, okay? I'm glad you said activity because, Emeralda, come here. Because I told you to come here. She didn't. She's still going in the house.
Dean, can I tell you one thing?
No, please don't start telling me how to live my life.
I'm not. No. I just know that you have a history, and I just want to...
I understand. I'm fine. Our mental health counseling, Phil, and even if I begin to get distracted by the animals in the tree, I know these guys are going to be breaking for dinner. I mean, they're going to be ending their dinner break. I will not be distracted. 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 Jesus, I will not be distracted. I will not be distracted.
Okay, don't be distracted and tell me what's on the, what you want to tell me.
I'm telling you what I want to tell you. I will not be distracted.
About the Mental Health Week.
Mental Health Week?
Whatever it is you're doing.
We're having mental health counseling. That's what we're doing. We're having mental health counseling. 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 We're having mental health counseling.
All right, put him on hold.
No, please.
All right, so we have to make a decision here. Do we keep this guy? What do we do?
Well, you're the one that wanted to talk with him about it, Phil.
No, I didn't. He was the one that sent the flyer, Bud.
Yeah, it's pretty important I have a mental health, don't you think?
Yeah, I think mental health is really important. Right now, I'm wondering whether the guy we have on the phone has any.
Well, Phil, I think that's a little judgmental. What you need to do is get him to go inside the house. He's probably very angry that you put him on hold.
No, he's not angry about anything. Hey, Dean, it's Phil again. Now, listen, I really believe, and I talked to Margaret, you need to go inside.
No, we're not going inside, and the reason why we're not going inside is because we are not going to have our lives and our happiness and the direction that I want my life to go in dictated by animals that... I'm not going to have my life dictated by something that does not even live as well as I do. It lives where it lives. I live in a house. It eats what it eats. I eat food at the store. You see, I'm not going to have that all of a sudden determine that even though it can't build a house or grow crops, you see, it's going to tell me how to live. It's not going to happen. All right. JT?
Still on my dinner break. I'm still on my dinner break.
Well, when do you guys get off your dinner break?
Told you.
You know, you might as well just figure these guys are on their dinner break. All right, so Mental Health Week.
It's not Mental Health Week, for Jesus. I got the flyer. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, Phil. I apologize.
You sound to me like you're under a lot of pressure, man.
No, I'm not. I'm fine. I'm fine. Oh, shut up.
You telling me to shut up?
No, I'm telling this girl. Tell that thing to shut up. JT, come here. Tell that thing to shut up. Are you on your dinner break? You can't even do that? Hey, you want me to just say, shut up. There. What a big help this guy is. All right, our mental health counseling, Phil, it's not Mental Health Week. It's our Mental Health Counseling Center. It's going to be available for adults. It's going to be available for young adults.
Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I just thought I heard something. It's going to be available for adults. It'll be available for our young adults. Our adult center will be open between 10 and 6, Monday through Friday, which is what we think is very exciting. And the young adult center will be open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. These are two separate areas. We get going a little bit earlier for the kids because they do have some consideration in terms of school and so forth. Now, the mental health... Oh, God, I feel so good. You haven't even heard a squirrel yet, have you?
I wouldn't be saying that because, you know, you know how the law of averages works.
No, you're right about that. I better keep quiet. But it's just, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. Emeralda, if you try to hand me one more flyer, I swear to God I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. She's handing me flyers. I got 50 of them now. They're all the same thing. I know, honey, but they're all the same thing. What is that? What is it? It's a frog. Okay, I thought it was a squirrel. Phil, our mental health center is designed to, we do not diagnose, but we can counsel. And we can tell young people or adults if we think they are suffering from an ailment that needs further prescription. For instance, if someone tends to be psychotic, I'm just going to be quiet until it's done.
Well, this is no way to conduct a radio show, okay?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm not going inside. Okay. We can tell them if they are psychotic. We can tell them if they're...
Is that a squirrel?
Yes, it's a squirrel.
It sounds like a monkey.
Get a load of him, a monkey. Sounds like a monkey to me, too. Have we got monkeys in this, too? All right, so...
All right.
Mental health...
Let's take a phone call from a listener...
Phone call about what?
About mental health. Hi, Charlie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Phil. I'm listening to this broadcast. I'm trying to get as much information as I possibly can because my wife suffers from Alzheimer's disease.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
That's all right. I appreciate it. Is this Mr. Wheeler?
Yes, this is Dean Wheeler.
This is Charlie the Fountain. I live in Baltimore, Maryland. I commute between Baltimore and Boston. I wanted to ask you about Alzheimer's counseling for elderly, for the senior citizens, and whether or not they should be. I feel my wife belongs in a locked ward.
Well, that's a very tough decision to make.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I thought I heard this.
If you could forget about the squirrels for about 5 seconds, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, you know something, pal?
All right, hold on for a minute. I have to take a break. That's all I can do. And I would love to be able to say to him, excuse me, Dean, we'll take a break and we'll be right back with you. But he gets obsessed over this squirrel situation. World famous Phil Hendry Show here. The number is 855-500-7445 as we talk with Dean Wheeler about his two mental health centers, one for young adults and one for adults. And in the meantime, he's got JT's exterminators over there as they're trying to deal with this squirrel situation. And you have to talk this guy into going inside.
He won't go inside because it's a test of wills.
It's a test of wills with what?
With the squirrel, aren't you listening?
No, I'm not with a squirrel.
This guy has got a test of wills with squirrels. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, if you would only sit and listen, Phil.
All right, well, if this cat... We're going to be right back. Our number, 855-500-7445, Phil Henry Show.
Go.
It's the Phil Henry Show here every night, Monday through Friday, with you, for you, all over you, and philhenryshow.com, and video casting in HD as well at philhenryshow.com. With me is Dean Wheeler and his wife, Emerelda. They are at the Northern California Holistic Center, and they're talking with us here about mental health, and I am, you know, I forgive me, Dean, but I've been distracted. I know you don't want us to be, but that seems to be the case here. And I understand your wife is Emerelda. By the way, Emerelda has had a singing career that has been going well.
And I appreciate that, Phil. I don't really want to talk about her singing career tonight. Her singing career is fine. No, and she's been handing me flyers on the singing career. But tonight I want to talk about our... And I do appreciate that. But I've got a... and I want to say one other thing here, if I could. I know that you didn't want me. See what I'm saying right there, JT? Are you still on a dinner break? No, I'm not. I'm going to get up the tree here. We've had a problem, as you know, Phil, in our backyard with this kind of pest. It's a squirrel. It's a tree squirrel. You said to me, why don't I go inside? I want to go inside, and I would go inside, but I go inside, and you're going to think that this is a pay-on to George Bush and 9/11. No, it is not. No, it is not. But I want to say, if I go inside, it wins. You see? The MRL is laughing. It's my wife.
Well, it is it's a sort of a laughable statement, Dean.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Nobody asked your opinion, JT, if you could get up and please. You know, I didn't think I'd be arguing with a guy that I hired. Would you get up and get it, please, and not argue with me? I'm going to go up there right now. You give me the phone. Give me my phone back then.
Why is that guy on the phone?
Because I gave him the phone to talk to you. Again, Emerelda, don't laugh and don't give me any more flyers. Sit down and have your iced tea. As I told you earlier, Phil, the Mental Health Center, which I want to talk about, but if I go inside, I hate it so much. I hate that thing so much. I'm way up the street now. You're getting up the street? I got to go back up the street to the truck, yes, sir. And what are you getting? I'm getting rope. I'm going to get, we'll fashion a noose. Oh, honey. Emerelda's upset because he's going to fashion a noose.
What is he fashioning a noose for?
Well, three guesses.
Is he going to... Is that man going to strangle the rodent?
Are you strangling the rodent? I'm being asked that on the radio. What do we do? I look like Judge Roy being the hanging judge. Don't make any jokes about...
What did he say?
He said, am I Judge Roy being the hanging judge? I said, no. He says, well, but he's fashioning these little nooses.
All right, you know what, man? You hired this guy, and I'm going to have to just conclude this interview because it's getting more bizarre as the hour goes by.
Okay, fine, conclude it if you don't care about mental health.
I care about mental health, man. What I don't understand is the situation you got going there with this JT, your wife, Emerelda, who wants to give you a flyer about her singing career, and you apparently have squirrels that are distracting you to the point where you can't say anything, but you don't want to go inside because if you do... It wins, although you don't want that to be a pay-on, as you called it, to President Bush.
I didn't say Judge Roy Bean.
I know. You said President Bush.
You almost said you went Judge President. I didn't say that.
Dean, will you let me finish? To President Bush and the terrorists win.
No, I didn't say terrorists win. I said if I go inside...
I understand. I know.
May I finish? If I go inside, that wins, and I'm pointing at it. I can see it as clear as God made green apples. Why can't you guys? Well, I know he's up there somewhere. I'm looking right. He's looking straight at me.
What is?
The squirrel is. Oh, good.
855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Let's go to a phone call here. Karen, hi, Karen. How you doing?
Phil, I love your program. I get such a kick out of your show. And I love Dean Wheeler, and I love, now I have a new love, and that's JT the Exterminator Man.
Who is this, Phil?
Hold on, it's Karen. Thank you very much, Karen. It's nice.
Hold on, I got Jerry.
Hey, Phil, this is wonderful tonight. Really enjoying it. And I wanted, if I could take a couple of minutes to remind you that we'll have a third annual Stock Car and Soapbox Derby is going to be in the neighborhood here. We'd sure as hell love to have you as a judge.
I can't make it. I do appreciate it, though. But I cannot make it. It's back east. I am going to be in Orlando that week for the NAB.
Excuse me. Am I the guest on the show?
You are, but just...
I want to ask you a question, Mr. Wheeler. My name is Jerry Doteen, and I'm very interested in your problem. Have you tried Ferrorax? Do you know what that is?
We're talking about mental health tonight, sir.
Oh, I thought you were discussing a squirrel.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about, Phil. Hold on. Phil, this is Karen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Give me the phone back. I wanted to call. Jerry had the cure. He had the what is it?
Like a poison.
It's a bait. It's a bait. Yeah, it's a bait for squirrels.
No, we're not talking about squirrels. He doesn't want to talk about squirrels.
I don't want to talk about squirrels. I told you I don't want to talk about a squirrel.
All right. I'm sorry, Mr. Wheeler. I'm so very, very sorry. I'm Karen. And I love you, and I love your whole family, and I love the Northern California. What do you call it again?
It's the Holistic Center.
The Northern California Holistic Center. I'm sorry. Here, I'll give it back to Jerry.
I don't want to hear Jerry.
Jerry.
Yeah, so if you can't make it, I certainly do understand. Just the consideration you give us, Phil, is all that we ask, and it's wonderful to have you even consider it.
I do appreciate the invite. It's probably not anything I'm going to be able to get to, Jerry, as the weeks go by here as we get into the month of September, because I said I'm going to the NAB in Orlando. I have a friend of mine that has a book signing in Jacksonville that week that I'm going to attend, so it's a little cramped.
Well, I certainly understand, but just the fact you considered it, Phil, we consider it an honor.
Okay, Jerry, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Dean Wheeler. I'm the guest on the program.
You are the guest on the program, Dean, but I'm, hold on.
Bill, I'm going to get going because it sounds like Dean's going to cry.
I'm not going to cry.
All right, Karen, thank you. Dean Wheeler is our guest, and let's go to California, Lancaster, California. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Phil, I wanted to question this man's competency in having any kind of mental health center, because he's standing there, and he's getting backed off by a squirrel, and I can hear the fear in his voice.
It is not fear. Sorry, what is your name?
My name is Austin.
All right, Austin, it's not fear. It's not fear. If anything, the fear is in the animal, because he knows that I live here. He lives up there. I live here in a warm home. He lives up there in a tree. The fear is in him, you see, and the only way that he can disrupt me is by coming out onto his limb. And I know it sounds crazy.
Yeah, it sounds very crazy, because you're talking about...
I'm talking to the gentleman, not you.
Senator, let me just tell this man. If I was you, I would show even more of your dominance by saying, you know something, I'm going to go into my house because I choose to go into my house, because that's where I have a refrigerator, I've got food, I've got a bed, I've got things in that house that you don't have. See, that's the message that I would send. And
how do you do that once you're in the house?
Well, I would open the window every 20 minutes and just wave something out. Like if you're going to have what a squirrel enjoys are the nuts, the different nuts. Do you have a if you've got any kind of a can of planters?
Those Spanish peanuts, honey. Because I'm going to show it to a squirrel. I don't give a damn what you think. Go get them. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you wave the can out the window.
Okay, you guys hear yourselves?
Excuse me, just a second, Mr. Eric.
No. Do you guys hear yourselves?
Yes, I do.
All right, you're talking about waving cans of nuts out the window, so that the squirrel sees it. So that what happens?
This is the way he talks when he's feeling like he's better than everybody else.
Mr. Henry, I've listened to your program, and I don't think you're giving this gentleman a fair hearing. I think
he's supposed to be on here talking about mental health, and instead I'm getting the impression that either this guy, either he's kidding.
And who is this guy you're talking about? Is that me?
Yes, you. you. You're this guy who is either kidding me or you have issues. Okay?
I'm talking to a caller of yours who is...
Phil, you might as well let him talk because this is the first caller with a sympathetic point of view.
That is true, Mr. Henry.
All right, go ahead.
Well, thank you very much for allowing me my freedom of speech, sir, because I know this is your show. I get that. But allow me to at least say the things what I want to say.
Will you hold the line?
Oh, baby. He always does this.
No, I've got to take a break, and then you and the gentleman can talk on the other side. I don't know what's going on there anymore. And if I'm going to talk about a mental health, what is it?
It's the mental health center. You know, you can be judgmental, Phil, of these people, but you yourself...
Yeah, you sometimes talk like a screw's loose.
You know, bud, the only screw loose around here is you. You are the entire screw on this show, and you're loose.
Shut up!
I'm telling you. We're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show in just a moment as we take a break here. We have with us Dean Wheeler. We have, obviously, his situation there with his wife, Emerelda, and I don't want to blame her, but, you know, she apparently is trying to promote her singing career now tonight, and I don't know what that's about. We also have the Exterminator, and we're trying to talk about the mental health center. We'll be right back. This gentleman here, the caller, believes that he knows how to make Dean feel more dominant when it comes to squirrels living outside of his house. Wow. World famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445. And welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with me is Dean Wheeler. He's got JT there from JT Exterminating, and I'm not exactly sure what has been accomplished, but we're going to get to the bottom of it here. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445, and we're online at philhenryshow.com. Is Dean, I have Mr. Amarca, is that your name, sir?
Yes, sir, it's Mr. Amarca.
All right, and you're in Lancaster, California?
Yes, sir.
And where is Mr. Wheeler?
I was talking to him off the air. He said he was going inside his house for a moment to calm it down or something because he's going to get on an extension. My understanding is he's going to be on an extension now. That's what I heard from inside the house. Phil, it's Dean Wheeler. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm inside my house. I'm drawing a bath. I'm going to get into it after our broadcast, but I wanted to make sure I had the bath being drawn.
All right, that's fine. At least you're in the house.
No, but I'm coming back outside. I don't want the squirrel to think. That's the thing that I wanted to mention to you, sir. If you can somehow show the squirrel the bathtub, and I know this sounds, you're going to get people laughing at you. They've been laughing at me all day. I know, I've been there. Believe me, where you are right now, I've been there. What you want to do is let this squirrel know. I know you want to back it down, but you're not just going to back it down by standing up there outside. When you're outside, you're in his environment. You're in the squirrel's natural zone. What you want to do is you want to show the squirrel where it's at. See, because I can hear him. And what he's doing there, it's called a taunt. Squirrels do it. Ground rodents do it. It's the taunt. And okay, so it's on my imagination. Sir, it's not. And what he's saying is basically, ha ha ha, whatever you got going on, I'm gonna jack it up and it's done. You know, I'll jack you over. He's gonna have to prove that. It's the attitude. See, where are you going, honey? See, my wife's going inside.
You know, I'm very disturbed. Hold on for just a second. I'm very disturbed at your wife's attitude this evening, and.
Well, I am too, Phil.
No, the way you've been treating her and talking to her.
I told her. I get her back on these. How many nights have I called you from some filthy, stinking, dump nightclub listening to her sing with that bugle player, that horn player, feeling her? I've heard those broadcasts, Mr. Wheeler. I should have said. I'm a very big fan of yours. Thank you. What is your name again? My name is Austin Amarca, and I'll tell you something right now. If there was a trumpet player feeling up my wife's,
All right, gentlemen, I think we understand what we're talking about here.
All right, but let me just say, what would you do? There'd be one less trumpet player in the world.
I heard that.
There'd be one less trumpet player in the world. It'd probably a good thing, too, because the way I hear that guy play, it ain't that damn good anyway.
All right, so anyway, since this is where it's going, tell me more, Mr. Amarca, about how you deal with squirrels.
What? What did you just say?
Tell me how you're dealing with the squirrel problem.
Right, that's all right. How I deal with squirrels. I don't, you know, I'm fine now. I had this problem. I don't have it anymore. Those squirrels... comes. I'll tell you about it. I've got a book that I've been writing a book for the last 5 years, Mr. Wheeler.
Really?
Yeah. And when I get done with this book, and I tell the story of what has happened to my home, and Miley Cyrus and this foam finger, you think it has nothing to do? You know, I look at her tonight, and I think there, but for the grace of God, go I, because it could have been me out on that stage. You know,
in terms of the foam finger.
It could have been me. I could be out there on that stage dressed as her, because I'd considered a sex change operation with an eye toward going into live stage performing. And I decided against it. I said, no, the squirrel isn't going to do this. If I make that decision, I make it. No squirrel makes it for me.
All right, hold on for a minute. I'm going to hang up here unless I start getting some answers.
Right.
What do you mean a sex change operation?
Mr. Henry, I think he knows
it. Hold on for a minute. Because of a squirrel?
No, sir, not because of the squirrel. The squirrel was the tip of the iceberg. No, it's not the tip of the iceberg. It was the tipping point. It was the straw that broke the iceberg.
Straw that broke the camel's back?
Yes, sir. That was it. No. The squirrel and the problem that I had in 2001 was precipitated by 9/11. But the squirrel... brought it to fruition in the summer of 2002, and that's when I considered going into exotic dancing.
You'd have to have a sex change.
And I'd have to have a sex change.
And then you would be Miley Cyrus.
I didn't know that, but I mean, you know, God willing, knock wood and the creek don't rise, yeah.
All right, I appreciate very much, gentlemen, you being with me.
Is that it?
I have more to say.
You have no more to say. You have nothing more to say. Thank you very much. Been great talking to you. World famous Phil Hendry Show, and that's about as...
Oh, my God. You almost used the F word.
No, I didn't almost use the F word.
Yeah, I did. So that's about as... You almost went... Well,
no, I did not. In any event, that's about as jacked up an hour of radio as I've ever heard in my life or ever been a part of. Some guy coming on here to talk about mental health, and he's the guy with the mental health problem. Squirrels in the tree, don't back off.
Well, what are you laughing? Don't you think that there is some truth? Now, understand, I'm not batty as you'd like to say, as two coats of paint. But don't you think there's a validity there?
To what?
To what? Never mind.
Well, I'll say it. To the guy not want to back off.
You know, this theme comes up a lot on our show. Animals and people having these stare downs, having these confrontations. I don't know why it is, but on this show only, are one after the other of guests or callers who have an issue with animals, backing them down, mad dogging them, staring at them, intimidating them, being smarter, having some proprietary rights to them.
What's that mean?
Like the animal has the ability to do something or make a human do. That's what I'm saying. And I believe it's all mental illness. I don't think there is any validity to any of it. Especially this last guy that said to him, go inside the house and start waving human things.
Well, he said that. It makes sense in context.
Oh, sure, it makes sense in context. Hell, if I live in that nutty world, anything's going to make sense. Yeah, that makes sense to me. I'll just show the squirrel my bathtub and how much better I got it. But in the real world, in the world that you and I operate in, no. All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for what it's worth for that. We may be talking a little bit about the Jets next hour. I know there's one thing that we're going to get to is, and I believe that we have on the line with us, Dr. Sadler is going to be talking about the, apparently there was a, and I don't want to get all medical because I personally, that's not what this show's about, but there was an outbreak of measles in Texas. And apparently it had to do with the fact that the church there doesn't believe in measles immunization, you know.
Yeah, they don't believe in an immunization of any of that.
Right, I got that, bud. So Dr. Jim Sadler is going to join us next hour and talk about that. He's very, very pro-medicine. Now, as you remember or may not remember, I don't know, but Sadler started a movement that backfired. he was in the pediatric field for a long time and was assisting and was in helping women with childbirth. And apparently women, when they're giving birth to children, say a lot of really vulgar and obscene things. Is that right, Margaret?
Oh, yeah. You curse out the father and you curse out the doctors.
Right. Well, Dr. Sadler got tired of being cursed at by these women that were delivering babies. And this is going to sound crazy, but he used that as an excuse to be able to punch them.
Yeah, I know, and you're laughing.
I'm sorry, but when the women started talking that way, he knocked them out cold. He knocked them out cold, yeah. So apparently he's revitalized that, or he's reinvigorated it or something with regard to the immunization thing. All right, so, you know, we'll be talking with him about that next hour as well. We have a tomorrow morning, I believe Bobby Dooley is going to be guesting with Jay Moore on his Fox Sports radio show sometime around, I don't know, quarter past the hour Pacific, in the 11 o'clock hour, I think. I'm not sure. We'd have to hear, I've got to hear definitely from Jay or one of his producers, but Bobby Dooley is scheduled to be with Jay Moore tomorrow on his Fox Sports radio show. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show next hour with Dr. Jim Sadler.